Welcome to Identity Church Sunday Morning Message, where sonship is revealed. Stay tuned at the end of this message to receive more information about resources available through Identity Church. Now grab your Bible, sit back, and enjoy a message from Identity Church that is already in progress.
All right. You just heard the message that I was going to preach. Whether I had a message or not, I needed to be here. At 3 o'clock this morning, I had no message. When God gets ready to say something significant, most of the time he can't trust us with it long enough to examine it for our response. Remember that. And by the way, Charlie was joking when he said, as far as he knew, he was all right. When I speak to you, it will be to you. Seldom will it be for these. And you're all right. You're all right, Ron. I thank God for both of you.
Yes.
I remember one statement from my mentor, who was a woman missionary through whom I entered the spirit life. And she was single. She believed that everybody ought to have 20 children, or at least so they could all live in the same room so they could beat the hell out of each other. I think of that when I think of Charlie and Ron. I'm going to take 20 minutes. May have some time left over. But at 3 o'clock this morning, I first awakened to something. Then I awakened at 3, and between about 3:13 and 4:13, God gave me the message that it'll be so simple. Yeah, bring it on. I may need it, but I doubt it. It has to do with there is something to everything. Don't pass the little something for something you think is bigger. If we lose the ability to notice the significance of the moment, of the words, of the person, of the event, we will miss life. I have about 17 minutes to tell you this every way I can think of it. It all has to do with the kingdom. Of course, I'm going to speak on the kingdom. The kingdom is everything. You can't talk about anything without talking about something about the kingdom. The kingdom is not something, it's everything. It's the sum total of all reality. All reality. The only valid reality, the real reality, is something you never lose. It's something you can't get rid of, you can't deny. There's no argument with it. And so, you are here, and I'm telling myself that. You are here for this minute, this moment, this season with me. You right now are preparing for the next season of your life. Everybody in the room is somewhere in the kingdom. And you are in the now. And you are a miracle waiting on a miracle. The only ones, and I'm making room for you. If you're here and you've never said yes to the King, I'm not here to jump on you. I'm here to tell you the greatest news I know. You came outside the kingdom But in this frame of time, you said yes to the king, and it all changed. You can never be the same again. So in order to get us all on the same page, I'm inviting you right now, before another minute passes. It's this simple, it's this quick, it's this total, and it is this significant. You can say yes to Jesus. He died for you to pay your sin debt. He lives now for you to enter your life and spread his love throughout the whole world. That's the message I have for you. And if you'll say yes to that, as everybody else says yes, so you won't embarrass to be the only one, you can say it with them and get as saved as I've been for 75 years. I think that's not fair. But you see, grace isn't fair. Mercy isn't reasonable. Salvation is impossible. But right now, if you are in, if you believe in God, if you believe in the kingdom, if you believe the gospel, but you don't have to know what you believe, if you will just say yes to him who is all truth. And so we're going to say his full name. His full name is LJC, Lord Jesus Christ. So let's say it.
Lord Jesus
Christ. I want you to say it again, and if you've never said it before, I want you to recognize that that's all you have to do now to understand. If you don't want him, it'll break his heart. But he's given you the gift of freedom, and you'll remember this moment. One way or another, for the rest of your days. If you wait, I pray he'll give you tomorrow. I have no guarantee. We're going to say it again. Just as I said it 74 years. Anybody been saved here more than 74 years? I know more about it than anybody. I may have a minute on you, or days on you, or years on you, but we're going to say it again. A 10-year-old boy walks forward in the morning service of a revival meeting, as dumb as a duck. I not only didn't know anything, I didn't suspicion anything. But I heard the call, just as you're hearing now. And I said yes to Jesus. And he's never let me down. If you've got a God bigger than that, march him by. I'll examine him. I don't think you've a clue. So here it is. God said, I want you to talk about the waiting miracle. I want you to do better than that. I want you to speak to each of them about your waiting miracle. We've set our eyes too high if we haven't seen a miracle in the last 10 minutes. You say, well, nothing's happened. Oh, excuse me. Jesus Christ is living in you with a right to lord over you and a reason to live through you. Now, that's a miracle. And that is happening right now. So before I sum it up in a few minutes and say, I invite you to your next miracle and give you some reasons to expect it. And before we're through, a certainty that it's happening now. I thought as I heard God this morning, he said, go pick up your book on prayer, Life's Limitless Reach. I read my own books. It's not that I forgot what's in them, but many times what's in them, God is still saying. Don't stop at a said word. Give God the privilege of saying it again and again and again. And every time he says it, it will mean more. So this is what you're to believe. Prayer keeps you anticipating your next miracle. And this next miracle is going to drown the sorrows that you brought into this season. It's going to drown the frustrations. It's going to drown the fears. It's going to drown all the reasons why you get busy telling God why he shouldn't love you. You do that. I do that when I act out. And in explaining it to God, I want to say, well, that's just how I am. No, that's not how you am. Because you've become something else. So here goes. This is among Jesus' first sayings in the Sermon on the Mount. It is the constitution of the kingdom, the reason for our existence, the purpose for our existence, the keys to our existence, how we are to behave and believe and respond. And so Jesus introduces a quality, something that the world is not aware of. We're living within a prayer of our next miracle. When you begin to look at the problems of the nation without looking for a miracle, you're looking wrongly and you need to stop listening to the news. It's not news. It's old. If you want the news, this is the good news, forever good news. And if we learn to live within the good news, we will live in constancy of miracles. So, look, I'm talking to you personally, but I'm talking to this church. I'm talking to you as an individual and telling you that before you walk out those doors, you will find that you were sitting in a position pre-miracle. You might have just had one, but you're sitting between a miracle here and a miracle coming. You said, but you don't know what problems are. What have I said? What is a miracle? An earthly event with a kingdom explanation. An earthly problem with a kingdom solution. The problem is sin. The key to everything is Jesus. That's pretty simple. But listen very closely for the next about 7 minutes and 30 seconds. Jesus said, you are to pray, and this is how you're to pray. Now, prayer is your waiting miracle. The key to every miracle that ever happened was an event which caused a prayer and something happened. You were saved because there was a problem. That problem was laid on Jesus, your lostness, your sinfulness, your everything wrongness. And in an instant, he saved you. And it doesn't just mean that you will miss hell and make heaven. It means that heaven will come alive in you under God's plan when you say yes every day to the kingdom of God. This prayer is to be prayed every day. And I think it should be prayed every day in every way. And this is it. Our Father in heaven, can't get much past there. No need to preach on it. If that doesn't grab you, you don't have any grabbing place. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, who he is, what God stands for. God is the ultimate it, the ultimate he, the ultimate reality. God is everything. God is all in all, and his Son is all in all, and his Spirit is all in all, and all in all lives in you. What the heck is your problem? You see? Then he said, your kingdom come. Your will be done. Say that out loud with me. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Can you just let your mind just expand a little bit and realize that God has put you individually, one person, between hell and heaven to tell the world there is heaven, not hell to pay. There is a heaven to gain. And so what I want you to be convinced of while you're waiting for a miracle, you are a miracle waiting for a miracle. And you will begin to see miracles every day in the breath you breathe, in the people you see, in the encounters you have, and they will multiply. And when somebody says, have you seen a miracle lately? You'll burst forth into song of some kind. Yes, I met a fella outside the elevator. I had this shirt on. I have about five versions of it, five with different colors, black and blue, and that's about it. But all of them have this on it, and I was at first self-conscious until I found out that when people ask a question, God says, give them an answer, and he never told me what answer, so I'll just break into something, and I'm impressed with it. And this fellow said, you're a kingdom man. I said, yep. He said, the kingdom? And I just, I opened up and words came out. I don't remember what I said, but I finished in about a minute, and the elevator was happily longer the wait. And he said, preacher, if I could have heard that, I was saved. Years ago, my life would have been totally different. Look at me. You don't need to live another minute without knowledge that you are a miracle in the kingdom of God because you've been born again, the Spirit lives in you, and the next occasion, God may have to cause a problem, may have to cause a wreck, may have to cause, or maybe you want me to say aloud. Doesn't make any difference. God will be behind it. Well, the devil caused it. Yep, but God was behind the devil calling the shots. He never lets the devil do anything that, within context of your obedience and your praying, will double the blessing and rob that event of its damage. You are in no condition right now that cannot be transformed into one of those all things that work together for good to those that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And I didn't intend to come and preach to you, but I raised my voice there. Didn't intend to do that. Now, so I ask you, what is your next miracle? Wouldn't you like to know it? Well, I'll just give you In this couple of minutes I've given myself, and if I want to give myself a couple more, it'll be all right. Generally, every miracle has a pre-warning. Nothing ever happened to anybody on the basis of nothing. And often it was the basis of a life coming apart, or a problem that was unsolvable, or a threat that was unreachable, a facing of an issue. Now, I know that every one of you is going through something that has the power to take you down. I also know that there is somebody, if he is living in you, who knows exactly what he's going to do about it. And when you're ready for it, and you can get ready by consorting your master in the kingdom and just stand in for it. Lord, I'm willing to go through whatever it takes to get to you, so that you can bring to me my next miracle until life becomes a chain of unbroken miracles. So I'm going to introduce to you the greatest passage on prayer that has done more to change my life. And of course, the one I've just read you are quoted and we've quoted together. I want you to turn when you can to 1 John 5:14-15. Mark it and then get to it and read it through with a memory of what I've said. And I'm taking another 2 minutes. If you've believed what I've said, you're a miracle. A walking, talking, breathing, thinking miracle. Had it not been for a chain of miracles, you would long have left this world. It has taken more miracles than you can think of to keep you alive and to bring you here at this place, at this moment, God knowing what he wanted to say to you. And I'm not talking to somebody else, I'm talking to you. And here we go. This is where I want to leave you. I want you to stand in for your next miracle. So let me ask you, how many of you know you're going through something that if God doesn't do something, it'll take you down? Oh, I need to pray for you then that God will create a big one quick. Okay, let me tell you, all of you are going through something that has the power, if God doesn't intervene, to take you down. I just told you. Now, how many of you are going through something that has the power to take you down and you know it? Okay. I just told you. And I'm your papa. And you're supposed to believe what I say. If you don't believe what I say, within the next 24 hours, God's going to prove what I said to be true. And you'll say, I wish I'd have said yes yesterday. It would have been, okay, that's not a threat. That's just a stated truth. God is doing everything he can to bring you into the middle of his will, to pour through you the largeness of his love. And he wants a yes from you. And that's where we are. If we ask, here it is, this is the boldness that we have in him. 1 John 5:14-15. This is the boldness that we have in him. This is the confidence. Now, this is confidence. This is settled, absolute confidence. And here it is. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, we know we have what we ask of him in our possession at that moment. You say, wait a minute. I've asked God for some things. I mean, if you've asked God for something, he hadn't answered it yet. Well, if you haven't, you haven't done much praying, I'll tell you that. How many of you are quite aware that you're facing something that if God doesn't change and change it quick, you're not going to make it? That's good. That's how God keeps you prepared for a miracle. Now, there are two ifs here, and with this, I'm through. But I'm ready for an answer from you. If we ask, that's the first if. Most everybody has missed the second if. Well, I've been praying. I've been knocking on heaven's doors. I've been bothering God day and night. I've been assaulting the throne with my prayers for months and months and months and months and years and years. Oh, hold it. There's another if. If we ask anything according to his will, but there's another if. If we know he has heard, we have it. Not gonna have it, we have it. That's heaven's standard time. Tomorrow doesn't exist. It's not here yet. Yesterday's gone. Never will come back by again. The time you have is now. Prayer of this type is living in the N-O-W. In a minute, we're going to pray a prayer. And I'm going to have you pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, knowing that your one thing in mind is I'm lifting myself up to you to say, God, where am I? Where do I need to be? Where do I need to position myself? What do I need to change in my mind to set me ready for the next miracle in this miraculous life of mine? Comprende? If we know that he hears us, we know we have what we ask. You say, wait a minute, you're not trying to tell me that I can pray a prayer that is prompted by a real problem so large it's never happened to me. I don't know if anybody ever happened to. I don't know how much money it requires. I don't know. Hey, I'm telling you that if you ask according to God's will, you can be confident if we know he hears, we know that we have what we ask. Yes, I'm telling you, you could pray right here. Walk out those doors knowing I have it. In the midst of every crisis after that, in the midst of every condition, in the midst of every feeling, in the midst of every weakness, expressed and unexpressed, in the midst of every frustration, you live within the certainty. I have prayed. I have heard. I know God has heard, and I have what I ask for. We don't have time for ministry. The ministry, this is the ministry. If you believe what I've said, this is the message. This wasn't a good time for me to come. We just got off a cruise yesterday afternoon, got home before sundown. 7 days. They're quitters. They'll kill you. If not, they'll make gluttons out of you and you'll die of gluttony or something. It wasn't a good time for me to come. God said, yeah, it's a good time. It's my time. Because everybody there is going to meet a God who is ready for your next miracle. But he's so good and kind that he has to get you ready for what he has ready for you. So bow your head. Just a moment, I'm not going to have you stand. You're not standing just to stand. You're standing to say, preacher, that was God's message to you. I receive it as God's message to me. I'm not talking to somebody else. I'm talking to you. And right now, if you are saying yes to your next miracle, becoming a miracle, waiting for a miracle, I'm going to ask you one by one to stand right now. I'm going to pray for you. Now something is about to happen. As nearly as I am capable as a human being of hearing the voice of God, I've spoken to you what he said to me. It is significant for you. It is as significant for me. Examine the prayer momentarily. The model prayer, they say, the Lord's Prayer. Just these first words. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. That's who he is. He's your Father. If he's not, he wants to be, so let him. You have no right to talk outside the family. You want to be a family member? It doesn't take much. I tell you, it's a whole lot simpler than getting off the cruise or on the cruise. It's just saying yes to him. I don't understand it. You don't need to understand it. So here we go with the rest of the prayer. We've addressed the God Here it is. Wait to say it until you hear it. This is what he says. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What in the world business would God have to do with your praying that if you're not praying it for yourself? Your kingdom come in me. Your will be done in and through me. As much on earth as it's being done right now in heaven. So just get ready for the next miracle. Here we go. Your kingdom come. All right, with me. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Just in case you didn't catch it, we assumed in me. Say it. Say it again. In me. Now, Father, nothing is between us and the next miracle, so would you right now touch people? If they're to minister to one another, let it happen. But you, Holy Spirit, take your ministry into their lives and move in power and knowledge and events and recognition and wisdom and all that goes with mystery and history and revelation and regeneration. Your kingdom come in this group. Miracles come in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into today's message from Identity Church. To know more about us, go to identitychurch.net, where you'll find resources such as a calendar, media, and upcoming events. You may also download an app for your mobile device from the Apple App Store or Google Play. Then from your mobile device, you can hear our messages, read from the Bible, take notes, connect with us on the social media, and even pay your tithe. Again, thank you for tuning into today's message from Identity Church.